భగవద్గీత 8.15 మాముపేత్య పునర్జన్మ దుఃఖాలేమ శాశ్వతం నాప్నువంతి మహాత్మానః సంసిద్ధిం పరమాం గతః మాముపేత్య హావింగ్ అటైన్ పునర్జన్మ బర్త్ అగైన్ దుఃఖాలేమ శాశ్వతం ఇన్ దిస్ మిజరబుల్ వరల్డ్ దుఃఖ ఆలయ శాశ్వతం విచ్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో టెంపరీ ఆప్నువంతి ది డోంట్ కమ్ బ్యాక్ మహాత్మానః దోస్ గ్రేట్ సోల్స్ సంసిద్ధిం పరమాం గతః సంసిద్ధిం దే హావ్ అటైన్డ్ పరమాం గతః ద సుప్రీం డెస్టినేషన్ సో హియర్ కృష్ణ ఈస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ది eternality of spiritual attainment. Krishna is stating that those who attain him forever. Well, that is the thrust of this verse. Along with that, the verse is saying several other things too. It says that మాముపేత్య పునర్జన్మ దుఃఖ మాముపేత్య దోస్ హూ అటైన్ మీ దే డు నాట్ టేక్ బర్త్ అన్న పునర్జన్మ నాప్నువంతి సో దోస్ హూ ఆర్ సచ్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ మహాత్మాస్ కృష్ణ హెస్ సెడ్ హూ ఆర్ మహాత్మాస్ ద వర్డ్ మహాత్మా కమ్స్ 4 టైమ్స్ ఇన్ ద భగవద్గీత ఫస్ట్ టైమ్ ఇట్ కేమ్ ఇన్ 7.19 వెన్ ఇట్ స్టేటెడ్ దట్ బహునాం జన్మనాం అంతే జ్ఞానవాన్ మాం ప్రపద్యతే వాసుదేవః సర్వమితి సమాత్మాసు దుర్లభః దట్ దోస్ హూ అండర్స్టాండ్ దోస్ హూ సరెండర్ టు కృష్ణ ఇస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ దట్ హీస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ సచ్ పీపుల్ అ జ్ఞానవాన్ ఆర్ మహాత్మాస్ హియర్ వీ హ్యావ్ ద సెకండ్ రెఫరెన్స్ సో ద వర్డ్ మహాత్మా రెఫర్స్ టు దోస్ హూ ఆర్ అటర్లీ డివోటెడ్ టు కృష్ణ The word Mahatma will come again in the 9th chapter, in the 13th verse, when Krishna says, Mahatma nastumam partha daivim prakritim ashritaha bhajantinanya manaso gyatva bhutadim avyayam. There also, he's giving a similar description of Mahatmas, that those who are sheltered in the internal potency, those who are totally devoted to him, they are Mahatmas. Bhajantinanya manaso. And they worship him with undistracted devotion. Going further, after Krishna completes speaking the Bhagavad Gita, ityaham vasudevasya parthasya cha mahatmanah సంవాదమిమ శ్రౌషం అద్భుతం రోమహర్షణం సో మహాత్మా ద వర్డ్ కమ్స్ అగైన్ ఆఫ్టర్ కృష్ణ హెస్ ఫినిష్ స్పీకింగ్ ద భగవద్గీత అండ్ అర్జున హెస్ సరెండర్ టు హిమ్ 18.73 దస్ హ్యావ్ ఐ హర్డ్ this great conversation between the two great souls, Mahatma, Krishna and Arjuna. So Krishna is of course God, so in that sense he is the great soul. And Arjuna, because he surrendered to Krishna, he is daivam prakritim ashritaha, he can shelter the internal potency by surrendering to Krishna. So he's also become a Mahatma as per the definition of the Bhagavad Gita. So, Samvadam Mashrausham Adbhutam Romaharshanam. Then he goes on to glorify the conversation. But the point is that here, Krishna, when he uses the word Mahatma, it is clear that he is talking about his devotees. And that, of course, is evident from the point that Mamupetya, when they worship me. न दुःख न आप्नोन्ति महात्मा न संसिद्धिं परमां गतः. सो माम् उपेत्य इस् परमां गतः. वाट् इस् द सुप्रीम् डेस्टिनेशन्? दट् इस् टु अटेन् कृष्णा. सो दिस् वास् आल्सो counters any lingering notions that some people may have, that is there something higher than Krishna? No, Krishna is saying that he himself is the supreme destination, that those who attain him, they attain perfection, but there is nothing more to attain for one who has attained him. Because paramam gata, two verses earlier Krishna has used this same words, paramam. ओमित्येकाक्षरं ब्रह्म व्याहरन् मामनुस्मरन् यः प्रयाति तजन्देहं स याति परमां गतिं. परमां गतिं, द सुप्रीम डेस्टिनेशन्. एंड हियर इन 8.15 कृष्ण इज सेइंग, माम् उपेत्य पुनर्जन्म दुःखालयम् अशाश्वतं नाप्नुवन्ति महात्मानः संसिद्धिं परमां गतः. सो एक्सेप्ट फॉर द स्लाइट ग्रामेटिकल चेंज इन फॉर्म बिकॉज ऑफ द context in which the words are used, paramam gati and paramam gata, words are practically the same. And Krishna says that such people, they attain naapnuvanti. So one who attains Krishna's abode will not fall back. This is a great fear and danger that is there in every endeavor towards success. Somebody may become a millionaire or a billionaire, but money is so fickle that the money that is there today may just go away tomorrow and a person may be left with nothing. So Krishna says that like that sort of fall from grace to ignominy will not happen for those who have attained him. For other sadhakas also, as we structure spiritual life, we often fall from high standards of bhakti to low levels of consciousness, wherein we may indulge also in some wrong things. But such falls don't happen when one has attained Krishna. So there are all these details, all these important points in this verse. The devotees are Mahatmas, and his Krishna, the abode is the supreme abode, and that those who attain that abode do not fall back to this world. And while making these important points, especially the point that this is one attainment, that having attained which we will not be lost, we will not lose after having attained this abode, Krishna makes the additional point here. So Krishna has talked about earlier also, yam labdhva chaparam labham manyate nadhikam tataha yasminsto dukhi gurunapi vichalyate. So in 6.22 he said that having attained this one field, there is no greater gain. And having situated in the, being situated thus, one doesn't let misery distract one, even grave misery, devastating misery, distract one from one's spiritual position. So that is a state of enlightened samadhi. Krishna is also talking about a state of such enlightenment from which one will not fall back. And he says, those who have attained my abode will not attain me, will not fall back again. Now, along with that, in passing, the verse also makes the point that dukkhalayam ashashvatam, that this world is miserable and it is temporary. So we might need to be reminded this and told this again and again. But in the cultural context in which Krishna spoke to Arjuna, it was widely understood that the material world is a place of misery. So Krishna does not need to give any elaborate reasoning to, he does not have to list how old age, disease and death are unavoidable. Krishna does not have to say that, look at adhyatmika, adhibhautika, adhidaivika, look at how one or more of these miseries are afflicting all of us constantly. And thus we can understand this world is actually a place of misery. No, it's a given. It's something which is a part of the cultural GK of people at that time. of the overall general knowledge of people that they knew. That Krishna, that this world was a place of misery. And it's interesting that Krishna is not qualifying it by saying, oh, it's a place of misery for poor people. So just generally stating, generically, universally stating, this world is dukkha leva shashvatam. Some Western philosophers or Western thinkers or Western observers, when they came to India and they found in the Indian literature repeated references, this theme of how this world is a place of misery, they thought that, oh, because Indians are in so much poverty, so they imagined a world renouncing philosophy wherein even if they were in indigence, in scarcity, in this lifetime, they would attain abundance in a previous life, in a future life. But the fact is, Krishna is saying that even for the Pandavas are royal princes, were royalty. They had been exiled for some time, but they had also lived in the royalty. And the Bhagavad Gita is spoken primarily to Raja Rishis, Imam Raja Rishayo Viduhu. Krishna said in 4.2. So, Krishna is here speaking not just to people who are, because of their material circumstances, in a distressed or afflicted or miserable condition. Krishna is speaking in general a universal truth for everyone. This world is dukkhale mashashvatam. It is temporary. So the Bible says, don't make your treasure in this world, because here moths may corrode, thieves may break in. Make your treasure in the kingdom of God. And where your heart is, that's where your treasure will be. So, in this way, we can attain Krishna by, as was mentioned in the previous verses, by fixing our consciousness on Him and by becoming devoted to Him. And if we attain Him, then we go beyond this miserable, temporary material world. Thank you.